Good morning, brothers and sisters. Happy fifth day of the Feast of Tabernacles. It's a beautiful Ozarks morning, right? Nice and chilly. I'd like to start off by presenting a little scenario for each of us to think about. I'd like each of us to imagine that we are given $86,400 in our checking account every day. Now, before we start making our shopping list, there's two things you need to know. One, it's just a scenario. I'm not going to give you any money. And two, there's a catch. Every day, $86,400 will be added to your account, but you can't carry a balance to the next day. So at the end of the day, whatever is left is lost forever. You can't carry anything to the next day. And the next day, $86,400 will be added to your account again, but you won't be able to carry anything to the next day. What would you do? I'm sure we can probably think of lots of things. On the physical side, maybe we'd buy a house. Maybe we have a house debt we want to pay off. Maybe there's someone we know in need. Maybe we have to pay off a car, buy a new boat. We were talking about cars a little bit before services. Maybe I'd buy a Corvette with 600 horsepower engine. Probably not for me. But the question, what would you do? I can guarantee that there's one thing we would all do with the $86,400 that we're given. We would do our absolute best to use every single penny before it's lost. Because at the end of the day, it's gone. So we would each use as much as we could before we lose it. Wouldn't you? I certainly would. Well, brethren, each and every day, we are given 86,400 seconds. Each and every day. The author, C.S. Lewis, said, "The future is something which everyone reaches at a rate of 60 minutes an hour. Whatever he does, whoever he is, we all have the same 86,400 seconds given to us every day." Maybe we don't think about it that way, but our time is a valuable thing. It's very valuable. And it's something we need to make sure we're using properly. Hopefully, when this Feast of Tabernacles is over, it's day five, that means 2 days left in the Feast of Tabernacles, and then the eighth day. But hopefully when this Feast of Tabernacles is over, we will take with us many lessons that we have learned this year. Among those lessons, hopefully, is that we as Christians need to become experts at managing our time. So today I'd like to look at three lessons that we can learn about managing our time from the Feast of Tabernacles. The first lesson is that we need to recognize the necessity to make the most of our time. Let's go to Romans chapter 13 for our first scripture today. And the first point and the first lesson we can learn about managing our time from the Feast of Tabernacles is that we need to recognize the necessity to make the most of our time. That needs to be the starting point. Recognize that we need to manage our time properly. We're going to read Romans chapter 13. We're going to read verses 11 and 12. Paul speaking and said, "And do this, knowing the time that is now is high time to awake out of sleep. For now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Therefore let us cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light." Each of us only has a certain amount of time in this physical life. We have a finite amount, a certain amount. It's not an endless supply. Have you ever missed your alarm clock in the morning? Maybe the power went out and so the clock shut off, or you forgot to set it the night before. Do you know the experience when you wake up, maybe the sun's rays are hitting you and you think, boy, it's going to be a beautiful morning. You turn and look at the clock and think, oh no. Oh no. You get that sense of urgency, right? You wake up with your heart in your throat and you realize, I don't have a lot of time. I got to get going. That's what's being conveyed in these verses. I know for me personally, I don't know if you know me or my wife, we're expecting our first child. And every time someone asks about it, well, how far along are you? 16 weeks at this point. Well, I can do the math. 16 weeks long or 4 months long means I only have 5 months to prepare for a child, our first child. It's an excitement, but also a sense of urgency to get things done. Well, here at the Feast of Tabernacles, we are reminded that our physical lives are temporary dwellings, right? We're tabernacling in this physical life, and we look toward the spiritual things. If we view our time as an endless supply, then we see no need to use it wisely. The same is true in our spiritual lives. We never know how much time physically we will have left on this earth. And this verse points out that each day that we use 86,400 seconds, we are moving closer to the return of Christ. Even more so, if we don't live up to the return of Christ and may die before then, we are moving one step closer to our death. We have a limited amount of time. We need to have a sense of urgency with the time that we have left. It's absolutely necessary, if we are to be good managers of our time, to have that sense of urgency, because Satan is always trying to pull our attentions, make us spend our time, spend that 86,400 seconds on something that's not important. And so there's a dire need to manage our time well, because this physical life is temporary, and it's a finite amount of time that we've each been given. And if we don't view our time as something that's valuable and, you know, not endless, we won't have that sense of urgency. We won't have that drive to do what it takes to make the most of our time. But a sense of urgency is only a part of the need. You can have an urgency but not do anything with it. That urgency needs to have direction, to have purpose. And that leads to our next point. The second thing that we can learn about managing our time is we have to set our priorities right. Let's go to Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6. Second point is we need to set our priorities in order. Make sure our priorities are in the right order. And we have instruction from Scripture on how to do that. Matthew 6, let's start reading in verse 31. This is Jesus Christ speaking. He says, "Therefore, do not worry, saying, 'What shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear?' For after all these things the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things." Now, those things we all need, right? And hopefully it's a priority that we eat healthily and everything every day. But in verse 33, we see what our top priority needs to be. "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." You know, seek first the kingdom of God. Seek first the time that we're picturing here at the Feast of Tabernacles during these days. We spend these days renewing the vision of the kingdom of God in each of our lives, you know, with our messages that we hear, with our fellowship. You know, it's like the mini kingdom of God that we're trying to recreate and just paint a picture of what it's going to be like. You know, it gives us a glimpse into that future. And hopefully we take that excitement back with us as a constant reminder. I know we have the term feast fever as we approach the feast. Hopefully we leave with feast fever, kingdom fever. There's a Chinese proverb that says, "Time is a created thing. To say I don't have time is like saying I don't want to." I use that with my wife a lot. She said, "Well, I don't have time." I say, "Well, you don't have time or you don't want to." If it's a top priority in our lives, we will make time. We'll make time to do it because it's our priority. You know, in our lives, have we ever said, "I don't have time to pray or study or fast"? Or, you know, "I'd like to help you, but I don't have time. I know you have a need, but I don't have time for that." It's not that we didn't have time. We just had better priorities. And I know humanly, I think to myself, well, I'd like to pray, but in order to pray, I have to get up at 6, and I have to have breakfast, so I have to get up at 5:30. Well, if we read in Matthew chapter 6, that seeking the kingdom of God takes priority over even eating and drinking. You know, Jesus Christ said, "I have food and drink that you do not know." He does the work of his Father. And that was food and drink for him. His priority was seeking the kingdom of God. So these things that, you know, seeking the kingdom of God, our prayer, our studying, our fasting, repenting and overcoming in our lives, doing good work, everything we are commanded to do in Scripture needs to be our top priority. Number one, the time to do those things is now, not tomorrow. Because in the first point, we learned that we have a finite amount of time. So we need to make sure the kingdom of God is our top priority. And the Feast of Tabernacles reminds us of that goal. Reminds us, sets us on a correction and saying, look, this is the goal that we're looking towards. It is the top priority. It is the most important thing. But once we have that goal, what next? What next? Well, there's a value that we need to add to it. And so that brings us to our next point. We need to make every second count in our lives as we seek the kingdom of God. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 5, please. We need to make every second, 86,400 seconds every day. Do we use each and every one of them? Ephesians chapter 5. We will read verses 15 and 16. Ephesians 5, verse 15. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. And then verse 16, redeeming the time because the days are evil. This word for redeem means can literally mean buy back, buy up. We need to buy up every second of time that we are given. Make the most of every moment, since none of it can be recalled. At the end of the day, you can't carry a balance into the next day. You know, it goes back to that idea, if we assign every second a value, a dollar value, we understand that every second, every minute, every hour is valuable in attaining our goal. Are we putting that value, that if we put a monetary value on it, are we laying up that treasure in heaven to the kingdom of God? And when we look back each day, where will our money have been spent? Where will our investment be made? For instance, this sermonette hopefully won't go over time, so consider yourself spending $720 to hear me speak for 12 or 15 minutes. And I don't offer refunds, cash or check only. But if you're not satisfied with the sermonette, stick around for the sermon. That's only $3,600 of your money. You know, us as speakers, that should be a, you know, for us to say, wow, that's very important. I need to make sure I prepare and get that done. But as us in the audience or as in the body of the congregation, are we paying as much attention to the messages as we can? Because I'm spending $3,600 to hear a sermon. If we look at it that way, you know, maybe we would take a little more notes or pay more attention, could get more out of it. Are we investing our time in things that will bring ourselves and others closer to the kingdom of God? Are we investing our time in that? I think sometimes when we enter the kingdom and we sit back with God, and he'll sit back and maybe he'll say, you look at your time, Devin, you spent $10 million watching TV, but only $5 million in prayer. When we sit down with God and look back on how we invested our time, will we be ashamed or will we be proud to say, I invested as much time as I could in seeking your kingdom and doing your will? We need to make sure the things that we're doing aren't throwing away our money, so to speak. You know, a movie, a two-hour movie would be $7,200. I would not watch that movie if I had to spend $7,200. There's no movie in the world that's worth that much. We have to make sure we use every available second in our lives, both in filling it with things of value, but also making sure we're working towards that goal of the kingdom of God, putting our whole heart into them to get the most benefit out of every second, most benefit out of every second. Brethren, our time indeed is a valuable thing, and how we use our time is very important. As we close this festival season and return back to our homes, let's leave with the lesson of time management that we can learn from the Feast of Tabernacles. We can remember that our physical lives are temporary, and as such, we need to have a sense of urgency with the time that we have left. We need to take this tremendous vision that we've been given at this Feast of Tabernacles of the kingdom of God, the soon coming kingdom of God, and remind us of our top priority of achieving that kingdom of God, the kingdom of God and God's righteousness, bar none. Nothing should come above that. It should always be number one in everything that we do. Finally, brethren, we leave with the exhortation to make every second count. Every second count. Put value into our lives. We need to redeem the time we have left. So as we strive to get closer to the kingdom of God, brethren, let's use our time wisely, because we do not know how much time we have left. Happy Feast of Tabernacles, and look forward to seeing you later.